This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, August 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Grover Beach man sentenced to 73 years to life in state prison for sex crimes. Chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group announces resignation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a Grover Beach resident has been sentenced to 73 years to life in state prison. 74-year-old George Rodriguez Recio was sentenced for repeatedly sexually assaulting four female victims, three of them minors, convicted of 20 felony counts. The DA's office says the crimes occurred from 1996 through 2024 in Grover Beach, and three of the victims were between the ages of 6 and 12 when the abuse occurred. One was 25 years old. Three of the victims attended the sentencing, and a victim advocate read the youngest victim's statement to the court on her behalf. Quote, "I am mad that you betrayed me and my trust. You were my friend. You were my Tio Pepe. Now you are my worst nightmare. You are the monster behind the closed door. Today I create my own peace." District Attorney Dan Dow commended the courage of the four victims and their endurance of the legal process to make this result possible. The City of Atascadero's last Saturday in the Park concert for this season will be this Saturday, August 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand. Saturday's evening concert will feature the Cinders Blues Band, an Honest to Pete Blues Band featuring traditional Chicago blues, danceable soul classics, and contemporary rock and blues. City of Atascadero would like to extend one last round of thank yous to the sponsors of the summer concert series and the support of the community. chair of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, resigns. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group announced his resignation yesterday, even after a chaotic board meeting allowed him to remain by changing the board's bylaws. 71-year-old David Allen Leader was sentenced for harassing his neighbors, accused of trespassing, vandalism, and making verbal threats. His neighbors had a restraining order against Leader and were even present for the Thursday TAG board meeting. In that meeting, the board voted 5-1 to remove one of its bylaws that would prevent a convicted felon from serving on the board, with former chair Murray Powell dissenting. Leader allegedly announced his resignation in an email to the San Luis Obispo Tribune, effective immediately. The Atascadero Optimist Club will be holding its annual fundraiser on September 26 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Elks, 1516 El Camino Real. The event will feature a live, silent, and quarter auction, with its $35 tickets also supporting the club's mission to help local youth. This year, the Atascadero Optimist Club awarded more than $14,000 in scholarships to first-time Cuesta College and trade school students, while also providing free events and programs for youth. The Optimist Club is also asking local businesses and community members to support the fundraiser by donating gift certificates, products, services, or other auction items. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Reds 3-1, the Pirates over the Padres 1-0, the Athletics beat the Twins 4-2, the Guardians over the Angels 8-6, the Braves beat the Dodgers 4-3, the Astros over the Yankees 9-7. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Twins, the Dodgers will go against the Braves, the Padres will face the Pirates, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Giants will face the Reds, the Yankees will go against the Astros. In California news, a California man was arrested at the U.S. Capitol earlier this week when police say they saw a guillotine in the bed of his pickup truck. 35-year-old Philian Tamdui Lee of Julian, California, was arrested after 3 p.m. when he was parked illegally east of the Capitol grounds with a guillotine in the back of his pickup truck. Officers are currently investigating the suspect, who drove all the way from California, asking why he made the trip and why he was transporting a guillotine. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California has more startups than all 49 other states combined, attracting $366 billion in venture capital funding so far this year. Governor Newsom said, quote, "While right-wing propaganda may try to paint a different picture of California's economic success, it is far from reality. California is dominating." On Monday, a judge ruled that four city officials in Avino, California, who refused to step down after being recalled earlier this year, are not lawfully in office. The city's manager then announced that the four recalled city council members will step down immediately. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Today's report sponsored by DPA Auctions. Do you know what your entire equipment line is worth today? DPA Auctions tracks your whole fleet's value using real sale prices from auctions across the entire industry. No guesswork. Tractors, trucks, trailers, all in one place. See what your operations numbers are at dpaauctions.com. Well, as other ag organizations across the country continue to question the Trump administration doubling down on Canadian tariffs, the National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council are backing the latest pressure on Canada over dairy trade under USMCA. The groups say that a 50% tariff on certain Canadian imports that took effect over the weekend should encourage Canada to return to negotiations and address long-running market access concerns. The industry groups say that Canada has had multiple opportunities to resolve what the groups call unfair dairy practices and fulfill its USMCA commitments. U.S. dairy groups say Canada has repeatedly failed to fill those quotas and has sidestepped trade rules involving dairy protein exports. Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded its early fall preview sale, which featured over 50,000 head. Buyer demand was exceptional and the market was outstanding. Their final big sale of their summer video sale series is their fall preview on Monday, September 14th, featuring calves, yearlings, and even a special breadstock section. The consignment deadline is Monday, August 31st. Contact your local rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com. Across the West, many of our neighbors are facing the challenges of wildfires this year. Our thoughts are with the ranchers, farmers, families, firefighters, and first responders working tirelessly to protect our lives, livestock, and the land we all depend on. Here at the Western Ag Network, we're proud to stand with our agricultural communities. From all of us here, thank you to those on the front lines and to the communities helping one another through these difficult times. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California agriculture officials are responding to the first confirmed detection of citrus greening disease in Imperial County. The detection involves a single citrus tree on a residential property, and officials have started both a quarantine and investigation. They are attempting to determine whether the disease has spread to additional citrus trees in the area. Wang Longbing, commonly known as HLB or citrus greening, can have long-term consequences for infected trees. Those affected with HLB gradually decline in health and eventually die, and there is currently no cure once a tree becomes infected. This disease is particularly concerning because of its potential to affect citrus production and the long-term health of citrus groves. Early detection and containment are important tools in protecting against potential spread. Officials will continue investigating the area of detection and determine whether additional trees are affected and what response measures may be needed. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs right around 105 and north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Low 90s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, low 80s Monday and Tuesday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cave, your all news time is 6:19.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation readings for July, measured by the PCE price index, matched or came in higher than the previous month. The PCE rose 0.2%, an increase from June, up 3.7% for the year ending in July, matching June. Economists were expecting a slight improvement. Core PCE, excluding food and energy, also rose 0.2%, up 3.3% for the year. Also, the updated gross domestic product for the spring quarter says GDP rose 1.5%, suggesting modest growth in the economy. J.M. Smucker shares are up nearly 4% after a better-than-expected quarter. It's also raising expectations for the year. Coffee sales held up even though prices were higher. J.M. Smucker makes Folgers and Cafe Bustelo. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin@KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
No one like her. No one like her. All right, a couple of things first. Let's see here. Eric's going to be in, and it'll be local issues that are going on up and down the Central Coast, and also a little baseball update for you. Paso Robles native, Mr. Dylan Beavers, playing for the Baltimore Orioles. Well, they just stomped the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday, 13-1, and Dylan had a fine game. He went 2-for-4 with a run scored and a couple of RBIs, and he made an outstanding catch in left field, running up into the wall, going over the foul line. Really cool. A lot of snow cone on it. But he caught it. So that's good. Kind of looked like it dazed him a little bit going into the wall, but he's fine. He's fine. So with that, anything that may be on your mind, you know how it works. I did get an email that came in late yesterday morning, and this was after the news of Dolly Parton passing away. And, all right, here it goes. Let me see, the flag lowering. Kevin, I know in the past you have questioned the lowering of the flag. What do you think of this one for Dolly Parton? I am still on the, my opinion is the same. We have, and this is nothing against Dolly Parton at all. I mean, she was a remarkable, remarkable lady. I liked her. Obviously talented, very giving, did a lot for kids, you know, with the book thing. But I just go back to my basic premise is, in many instances, I think that we have diluted. I'll give you an example. And I think it was in New York. And I forget in the last how many years, I'll just say a few years, the flag has been lowered over 300 times. Okay? Think about that. Now, everybody has their self-interest on who they may think deserves it, but I think the American flag, except for Memorial Day, Patriots Day, and for those who served and gave their life, it's the combination, not just serving. I think the American flag should stay up, except for those couple of instances. I just think, like in many areas of our country, we have diluted many things. It is nothing against these any of these people personally. But this is the American flag, our symbol. Everybody can mourn in their own way. And the lowering of the flag, you can look at it through history, because I think history says the British started it either in the 1600s or 1700s, and it was due to captains of ships that was half-mast, is what they called it. Now it's, you know, outside that, it's half-staff. But it was President Eisenhower who changed the rules. He standardized the rules because before 1954 in the United States, there was no official national regulations existing, leading to confusion and inconsistent customs across states. And so that was the reason, at least from what I understand, and that was in March of 1954. And there are clear periods of time, but again, the lowering is supposedly now, current or former presidents, vice president, chief justice, or speaker of the House, other prominent officials such as senators or cabinet members, and I would disagree with all of them. But again, that's me. I like the song, Is That All There Is? So maybe you have some thoughts on that or on Dolly Parton, an amazing person. When you look at the history of her and her upbringings, somewhat similar to Loretta. And similarities between her other than the upbringings in, you know, very poor circumstances is they both wrote most of all their hits, which, you know, going back, particularly with Loretta, because she started in the late 50s, that was unheard of. So, you know, she broke a lot of ground, as did Dolly, obviously, and but just the talent and the amazing thing is the longevity. And they, you know, everything wasn't easy for them. It was hard, but she was a treasure. She was a treasure. I always liked the line, what did she say? It takes a lot of money to look this cheap. She was very good at making fun of herself, which is an endearing quality, I think. And just I loved her in interviews. She was just great in interviews. Came across as so sincere and so forth. And I know that I have mentioned this, but since after someone passes, we tend to maybe look into their life a little bit more. And I have urged you to go online and look up Dolly Parton doing Elvis. It's funny, but it's good. And she pulls it off as only Dolly could. It's great. She does, All Shook Up. Dolly Parton does All Shook Up. And she does this warm-up bit that is just, it is so good. So good. Anyway, 238-577-5238-KPRL. Okay, we had Chris gave the story on this leader character stepping down. And this is, again, I mentioned this yesterday, that the board said it was, they changed the bylaws so a convicted felon can serve. You know what? You have to give them some consistency here. Because apparently the people on the tag that think it's okay for a convicted felon to serve, this is good because you can get in line with the state Democrats. Well, Kevin, what do you mean by that? Well, this is what I mean. The state Democrats have rejected a bill. It's AB 2691. What is it? Well, it's a proposal to add sexual assault and human trafficking to the felony convictions that disqualify Californians from elected office. However, the Democrats are saying, well, this is okay. So the bill, they wanted to do that, but apparently the Democrats say that this is okay. Okay. There was an instance over in Fresno, I think, and I don't recall what happened to that. All right. So this is okay, and I guess you might want to look at it. Well, if the people want this person in, why shouldn't the people be allowed to? I don't know. I guess you can make an argument. But that's where we are regarding the morality in this state and in this country. So there you be regarding that. So anything else we have this morning? Let's see here. Nope, this was Saturday. This is left over from yesterday. My husband wouldn't let anyone on our property that wore a mask. We didn't wear a mask and didn't get the shots. No one is talking about the people with the signs on Spring Street in front of the city park. Nuisance and horn honking, not fun. Noise pollution and blocking sidewalks. I don't know. Well, it was a couple of years ago, and remember, there were people out there in front of the in the city park who were just what was it? You know, telling the city to keep things open, My wife and I were there. I do remember that. Also, let's see here. This has to do with something about the sky. Oh, here it is. Why are skies being sprayed with chemical trails? Often it is after 6 o'clock. You know, this comes up once in a while, and I never remember the reason or what's going on regarding this. I have no idea. I have no idea. It said, and these are just toxins, including aluminum, get into all levels of our food system. Babies and children are especially susceptible. Neurological are not the only consequences, blah, blah, blah. Thin bones, impaired memory, respiratory problems, but more from other sprayed toxins. Discuss what we can do about this. I have no idea. Does anybody have any idea what these, what it is? I see things up in the sky when I see the planes go by. I don't know if those are, well, it's the gas from, from the atmosphere and so forth. But, all right, also, I don't know how many of you heard this yesterday on, it was Clay and Buck. Regarding these data centers and the controversy over the water use and the electricity use, I don't think the electricity was addressed as much as the water, because a guy who said he was a, engineer, scientist or something like that called in and said that the water on this earth has remained pretty much the same, because even when it evaporates, it goes back into the sky and then it comes down again. And he was, as only scientists can do. But I thought it was interesting regarding that, because of the big to-do over these centers going in. And what was interesting as part of the conversation is that the younger folks, 19 to 35, I think they said, who they are predominantly against these centers, which was kind of interesting, because as was pointed out, most of that generation, if not all of that generation, rely heavily on what these centers provide for them. So I don't know if they're aware of that, but it has become controversial, or at least a talking point for many people in many cities. Somebody had sent me something the other day regarding these centers. I think it was from up north, up in the Redding area. She sent it in to me on one of the, I don't know where he was, in Utah or whatever. He owned a couple of them, but he's not necessarily in favor of them. I still have that email, so I will have to look that up again. Also, we have a little bit of a programming change that will be coming. We may have a choice, but really no choice from the standpoint of the network didn't give you an option. And let's see here. Where is it from? Okay, it's from Westwood One. And they have an announcement to make regarding programming. Now, before we come on the air, it is, going back, it used to be Jim Bohannon, not the Jim Bohannon show, but Jim Bohannon used to do America in the Morning. He was the main host of it, with other people coming in with different stories and so forth. Excuse me. So here it is. Dear America in the Morning affiliate, Westwood One is excited to announce a programming transition. Okay. Beginning Monday, September 21st, America in the Morning will become the Bongino Report AM. Okay. And it'll be a one-hour news and commentary program hosted by Bongino. The show cutter and noise are, basically the same thing, but with him as the host. So the final America this week will be September 20th. So I guess...
America in the Morning is in the one that's like on as soon as I walk in with McGraw?
No, that's America at Night or something.
Oh, okay,
like
America
that.
Night. Okay, okay. All right. My bad. Forget my panic.
No, this is again what's on, you know, between 5 and 6. That's the America in the Morning.
Okay, okay. I know which one you're talking about now.
Okay, yeah, that's the one where they have you know, a bit of everything. They mix it up, and it's a nice show, particularly when Jim Bohannon was the host. And so they're going to do this, and we'll see how often Bongino likes to tell us how wealthy he is. And maybe interview his wife 6 or 7 times during the hour as well. We certainly look forward to that, or perhaps other options. So anyway, just a couple of things there for you. Yes, we do have a choice, but most networks don't have a lot of content early in the morning, or actually overnight for that matter anymore. There used to be a lot more available from the networks out there, but they simply don't carry over, and they will do, like was not uncommon back in the day, because I know when I started, we replayed Larry King. He would come on about, I think, 9 to midnight, and then would play back midnight to 3. No, I'm sorry. We would go off the air at midnight. And then we would come back and replay Larry King from 9 to noon. Bill Balance, Jesse Raphael, and Bruce Williams with, the Money Talk. And, of course, on the weekends, the one and only, which we had here, the great Jerry Baker, America's Master Gardener, on the Garden Line. All you need to do is put a little tobacco and a little bit of this, put it in your lawn, and everything's going to be fine, mighty fine. those were fun times with those guys. Anyway, just a couple of things to keep you up, Gray, so there's no surprises. And there may be a problem, though, regarding the Saturday. We will have to see about that, because we do have that at 5 to 6 on. No. No, I got that wrong. Okay. Anyway, just we have a month to prepare for it, as well as you, so there's no surprises regarding the changes from the network. I don't know what they're going to do with the people they have now, but because I know some of the voices, they've been with Westwood One for years and years and years and years. So hopefully they'll still be around in some capacity, maybe new in some reports. But it changes. It changes. We're kind of getting used to it, particularly in this when we have, I refer to them as jumpers. People who come and go, but then they keep coming back. Art Bell was a jumper. He would retire and then would come back. He'd retire and would come back. Laura Ingram did the same thing on radio, because the last time I said, I'm not taking her, I'm not doing jumpers. I don't want jumpers. I don't like them. But in many cases, you have no choice. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero Optimist Club will be holding its annual fundraiser on September 26th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Elks, 1516 El Camino Real. The event will feature a live silent and quarter auction, with its $35 tickets also supporting the club's mission to help local youth. This year, the Atascadero Optimist Club awarded more than $14,000 in scholarships to first-time Cuesta College and trade school students, while providing free events and programs for youth. District Attorney Dan Dow announced that 74-year-old Grover Beach resident George Rodriguez Recio has been sentenced to 73 years to life in state prison for repeatedly assaulting 4 female victims, 3 of them minors. The crimes occurred from 1996 through 2024 in Grover Beach. 3 of the victims were between the ages of 6 and 12. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. Tributes pouring in following the death of music legend Dolly Parton at the age of 80. Singer Lee Greenwood on the Fox News Channel.
The entertainment business will never have another Dolly Parton, and we miss her terribly. I'm heartbroken. I'm almost without words. And God, Dolly, we're sure going to miss you.
Parton's publicist says Dolly died following a short battle with cancer. Canada Tuesday announcing new tariffs on the United States after trade talks between the two countries broke down. Canadian Industry Minister Melanie Joly said that Canada is going to match America's 50% tariffs.
We will not accept a bad deal that asks too much of Canada and offers too little in return.
The retaliatory tariffs apply to $20 billion worth of U.S. imports, including steel, dairy products, and agricultural equipment. America's listening to Fox News.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
13 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Busy baseball Tuesday. The White Sox scored 6 times in the first inning off Jacob deGrom and ripped the Rangers 11-7. Tristan Peters had a 2-run double in the middle of that outburst and later added a solo homer. Mariners flattened the Phillies 4-1. After going yard in his last 3 trips to the plate on Monday, Cal Raleigh made it 4 straight homers, his first time up last night. Royals won their 9th game in a row, beating the Blue Jays 5-3. A 3-double, 5 RBI night for Jose Ramirez led the Guardians to an 8-6, 10-inning victory over the Angels. That's 6 straight dubs for Cleveland. Jared Duran's grand slam in the 11th gave the Red Sox a 7-3 win over the Marlins. Interim manager Chad Tracy on that big swing.
Left on left, nice short approach. Looked very much like he was just trying to get a good swing off and put the ball in play. Got a hanging breaking ball and smoked it.
Mickey Gasper had a pair of solo shots. Boston has won 5 straight. Braves halted the Dodgers' 6-game win streak 4-3. Ozzie Albies singled in the tie-breaking run in the 8th. Diamondbacks were down 4-0 in the 8th, but came back to edge the Cubs 5-4. Pinch hitter Ryan Waldschmidt launched a 2-run tater in the 9th to win it. Orioles scored 8 times in the 5th, using that snowman to bury the Cardinals 13-1, led by the polar bear Pete Alonso with 4 hits, including a homer and 4 RBI. Giants over the Reds 3-1. Rafael Devers went deep for the second straight night. Rockies snapped a 7-game rock slide with a 3-1 win over the Nationals. Hunter Goodman back from the injured list with his 35th homer. Tigers deflected the Rays 4-1 to stop a 6-game skid. Pirates blanked the Padres 1-0. Paul Skenes and company with a 3-hitter. Michael King tossed 7 scoreless for the Dads, but O'Neill Cruz connected off Mason Miller with 2 out in the 9th. That's the first dinger off the All-Star Fireballer since last August. Wins for the Astros, Mets, and A's. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Once again, lots, that's capital letters, lots of sunshine today. Be careful, high of 105. Mostly clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Will cool down a little bit to the mid to upper 90s on your Thursday. Low 90s Friday, Saturday, mid-80s Saturday, low 80s Monday, Tuesday, and mid-80s a week from today. That sounds and will feel good. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:31 a.m., 7:40 p.m., we are at 62 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michaels Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, moving along at the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound, and make sure that they're hydrated and out of the heat. Out of the heat. All right, looking to my left here on the board that hasn't been touched. It's almost getting cobwebs on it. There is nothing to report here on the world-famous pet alert, but Chris, I've got one for you today. Not as stupid as yesterday's, but I think you will agree with me on this one. I don't believe it.
All right, let's hear it.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Which, I had some last night because I made a super duper omelet with onions and some cheese in it, and I put ketchup on it. According to this, Heinz ketchup leaving the bottle travels at how many miles per hour?
That is pretty stupid, though. You are right. Not as stupid as yesterday.
Well, okay, yeah. There's no way I believe this answer.
30 miles an hour.
Wow. Really?
It's got to be pretty quick, but I don't think it could be like too fast.
All right. Well, it's 25 miles per hour.
Okay. I was a little close. I wasn't going to go above, I think, like 35, but
I wouldn't have gone above 3 miles an hour. Ketchup?
Yeah, ketchup squeezing out the bottle goes pretty fast, I guess.
Okay, they didn't differentiate between the old-fashioned bottle where you just let it come out, you know?
Okay, I think that's what they meant. Or, you know, they were referring to the squeeze bottle where you squeeze it and it goes, you know, whew.
Did you ever even use the old-fashioned bottle?
I don't think I've ever used an old-fashioned ketchup bottle where you, I guess, pour it out.
Yeah, you'd have to kind of do this.
Don't think I have.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the new ones have been around for a long time. More than 30 years, probably. All right. Well, okay. I didn't even think about that part of it. Anyway, 25 miles per hour. So be careful, folks, because I wonder if they have a hazard warning on it. You think so?
No, because force equals mass times acceleration. It's not that heavy.
Okay, but suppose you were, well, maybe with a sibling, and you're messing around, and you point it at their face, and you squirt it at them, and it hits them in the eye. Should there be a warning label?
Should there be a warning label for anything that might be dangerous to the eye?
Anything could be dangerous to the eye.
A lot of things, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, folks, not recommending that at all, but just for the heck of it. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. In just a moment, we will have trivia. We really will when I get this thing going and starting it up and going to kick again.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
All righty, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton. And, of course, the One Niner Diner out yonder at the airport. As you are qualifying for a gift certificate, contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. Speaking of lowering the flag, you ready for this? So, The first time the American flag was lowered was for George Washington. Now, again, we didn't have protocol, official protocol for the country until President Eisenhower in 1954. All right, so we're going to go forward here. When President Nixon, I am not a crook, was sworn in 73, the flags at the Capitol building were flown at half staff instead of full. What was the reason? Anybody? Anyone? Bueller? When President Nixon was sworn in 73, the flags at the Capitol building were flown at half staff instead of full. What was the reason? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I can see those keyboards burning right now. Going to ask Al. Going to find out what was the reason why that took place. Anybody have any inkling? Any inkling? Let's see here. What can I do? I think yesterday we mentioned coincidence. And it just so happens, I guess you could say this was a coincidence. So what do you think the reason would have been? When Tricky Dick was sworn in the second time, in 73, the flags were at half staff. Was it an omen of things to come?
That's what my joke was going to be, but I know it's incorrect.
Well, when I saw that, first thing I thought of, too, was, oh, okay, so a little premonition for Watergate, eh? All right. I am not a crook. Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, for history, was that quote from the Watergate or was it from Checkers? Does anybody remember? Or is it, you know, does it just get confused over time? Because the Checkers incident was what? It was when he was vice president with Eisenhower and it didn't have to do with a gift of a dog or something like that? Or was it Pat's coat? Fur coat or something. There was something there. So, anyway, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm driving, so I can't look it up. But I believe we had a president had just passed right before the inaugurations, and it has to be half mast for 30 days.
All right. I will give it to you because you're correct about a president, and it was former President Harry Truman.
I just couldn't remember the name of the president at the time. Thanks.
Yeah, he was born December, not born, he passed away December 26th. So, which, by the way, you know that I think it was Harry Truman and his wife were the first ones to receive Social Security.
Wow. That's recent.
Well, no, it wasn't in 73. It was before that, I think, or I'm confusing it anyway. May I have your name, please?
Frank in San Luis.
Who is it?
Frank.
Frank in San Luis.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, thank you very much in San Luis. Appreciate it very much. So, former President Harry Truman, who passed away December 26th, and yes, the current or former president, 30 days at half staff from the day of death, the longest mandatory period under the U.S. flag code. Vice President, Chief Justice, or Speaker of the House, 10 days at half staff. Other prominent officials, such as Senator or Cabinet, were usually from the day of death until interment or custom period set by presidential proclamation. I don't care about the anyway, we kind of talked about that a little bit earlier.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group announced his resignation, even after a chaotic board meeting allowed him to remain by changing the bylaws to allow a convicted felon to serve. 71-year-old David Allen Leader was sentenced for harassing his neighbors, accused of trespassing, vandalism, and making verbal threats. He announced his resignation yesterday. City of Atascadero's last Saturday in the Park concert series this season will be this Saturday, August 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand. Saturday evening's concert will feature the Cinders Blues Band, an honest-to-Pete blues band featuring traditional Chicago blues, danceable soul classics, and contemporary rock and blues. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs around 105, it's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
In the United States, the president can issue an executive order for the flag of the United States to be flown at half staff upon the death of principal figures of the United States government and others as a mark of respect to their memory. However, none of this can be enforced. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.